If a conservative is half as smart as he thinks he is, he's still twice as smart as a liberal. California, you know, when the big fires were going on here a couple of weeks ago, President Trump, sometimes he lacks a little bit of finesse when he talks, but you got to dig deep into what he's saying to kind of pull out the real meaning. What he said was, and again, it even hit me the wrong way, fires are raging, people are dying, homes are being destroyed, thousands of buildings, structures are being destroyed, and he says, unless you guys do a better job of managing this, we're going to withhold funding. It didn't sound good. That wasn't great salesmanship. But now you got to dig into it and look, pardon the verbiage, right? And what he was really saying was, you environmental people have screwed things up so badly. I mean, you won't let anybody cut trees down. There's no more harvesting. And of course you had a fire. And now their liberal governor's actually woken up. This is quite a shock, particularly to me. Governor Jerry Brown, he says, you know what, guys? Restrictive logging regulations were put in place to appease environmentalists, and we need to change this. He's proposing broad new changes in California's logging rules that will allow landowners to cut larger trees and build temporary roads without obtaining a permit, because that takes years to get a permit. He's working on this. The state is burning. It's burning down. Wake up. This is such a great thing. And again, Trump, you were right. But the way you approached it at the very beginning, wasn't very nice. At least now we know what you meant. Those that cast a vote decide nothing. Those that count a vote decide everything. Kind of profound. Journalism professors at Leeds Trinity University in the United Kingdom have been instructed. These are all left-wing, wacko people. They've been instructed not to use certain words. You can't frighten the students because they're very sensitive, okay? Can you imagine the number of meetings that have happened to get to this nonsense? The use of capital letters has been banned. I don't make this up. Nobody could make this up. Capital letters have been banned, as well as the overuse of the words do and don't. In particular, don't. Don't say the word don't. Anxiety can lead to academic failure, and they'll be anxious if you use capital letters. You're yelling at them. Poor little folks, you know. University of Manchester now, in addition, has banned clapping and cheering at events in order to avoid triggering those with anxiety or sensory issues, right? They've put in what's called jazz hands. That's I'm stuttering because this is shocking stuff. Jazz hands. It's an inclusive form of expression. So instead of everyone is supposed to go like this, I think that's what they mean. I would call that stupid mind, not jazz hands. We're proud to offer a personal and inclusive university experience that gives every student the support to realize their potential and to know how stupid their staff is. Good bloody grief. Has it come to that? I remember men were men and women are glad they were, and now you got this nonsense going on that's United Kingdom. I don't even think that's leftism anymore. I don't know what it is, but it even goes past that. Thousands and thousands of French protesters now have been flooding the streets in Paris almost daily to demonstrate against the new president there. I guess it's been a year and some, but I still think of him as being a new president. They're calling for his resignation. Say, hey, all you're doing is putting in new taxes all the time. This kind of sounds like the Canadian thing that's going on, right? 244,000 people were protesting last Saturday, and they're saying the same thing. They're saying, get out of here, resign, and this is gonna get ugly. And I think it's gonna come to a country near you, and I actually think it's gonna come to Canada, because they're doing such a terrible job in managing the country. Every day there's a new tax. Billions and billions of dollars. And the guys are going to work, the men, the women. I mean, they're just getting pounded every day. It's not good. In Alberta, the NDP, which stands for Socialist Idiot People, they've now been giving scripted responses if they're ever asked by a reporter about a sexual misconduct allegation to anyone. Okay, so it's scripted, so now you know what to say. These are the same people, politicians, virtually all of them take media courses. So they learn how to not talk to the people they work for. We need a correction in this country, in all countries. We need a big, big correction. Let me end today with this little gun talk here, gunplay. Boom-a-de-boom-a-de-boom-boom. Criminals, they don't follow gun laws. Law-abiding gun owners aren't criminals. That kind of says it all. Hey, y'all come back tomorrow. See ya.